The next most important part of meditation is being ready and able to release. Most people are so wound up and uptight, they can't let go. It inhibits their flow. One of the paradoxes of our sacred journey is that we kind of have to lose ourselves in order to find ourselves. If you're very rigid, stuck and tied into dogma, if you have lots of rules and regulations and obligations and set ideas, you can't really transcend. What you have to do is somehow put away the beta rhythm and the intellect and your opinions and allow yourself to let go. So wanting to meditate is the first part. Letting go is the second part. The third part is deciding and comprehending that you are a spiritual being. I know that sounds odd to most people because I'd imagine that most people who are listening to these tapes think that they are a spiritual being. But there's a huge difference between thinking you're a spiritual being and actually knowing it. So if I say to you, what does infinity feel like? If you don't have a very definite idea of that, you can't tell me. You'll say, well, I think it's like this, Stu, or I think it's like that. But what does infinity actually feel like? If I say to you, bro, sister, you're eternal, that doesn't work if it's just an intellectual concept. It has to resonate as this internal dong inside of you. So if I say to you, are you eternal? You can smile and say, of course I'm eternal. Knowing it from feeling, knowing it from a deep sense of awareness. Not just grasping at it as an intellectual idea, stretching for it from a distance. Knowing that you're eternal is feeling eternal, feeling that you've transcended this earth plane, that there is no death, that you truly are an immortal spiritual being. So deciding you're a spiritual being is vital, absolutely vital. This life is a spiritual journey. It's not a journey where you think you're spiritual, where you think you're doing lots of lovely things, where you think you're important or superior or chosen or selected or whatever. It's a place where you know the greatest gift you can possibly acquire is the gift of serenity, silent power, power that's not wielded, power that's not outwardly expressed necessarily, power that's not leaning into people, demanding observers, demanding affection, demanding praise, demanding a special table in the restaurant, demanding treatment that others aren't getting, demanding others to confirm you, underwrite with you, agree with you, praise you, build you up. Silent power, it's a subtle energy where you reach a spiritual psychological transcendence, where you know who you are and you don't have any apologies to make, but you have nothing to assert either particularly. You don't necessarily at this time have to like what you are, and you don't necessarily have to be perfect. The incredible beauty of this journey is that perfection isn't actually what we're seeking. What we're seeking is reconciliation. Now that may sound odd, but reconciliation is where you can look in the mirror and say, this character, slightly less than perfect of course, this character is okay. That is reconciliation. That is where you embrace the God force within you, where you finally come to accept yourself. I'll tell you why this is important. God, the God force, whichever way you want to refer to God, accepts you. Unconditional love is really a form of acceptance. It's also a form of concentration. The God force accepts what you are and isn't judging or criticizing or desiring things for you. When you can look at